Hello and welcome back to Inspiration Sounds and to more stories from the heart of the world. I'm Budsamudra Knox and I hope you're well. This week we have episode 66 and I thought we'd focus on the important and very well-known Indian scientist Satyan Bose, whom Sri Chinmoy has put together several stories about his quite remarkable life. He is perhaps one of India's first great scientists. He was born in West Bengal and he specialized in mathematical physics and quantum mechanics, working in the early 1920s. So this is a topic that which is way above or goes way over my head as a simple artist. However, the stories are very, very interesting, quite remarkable, and a deeply spiritual person as well. And the other great thing that he did was he managed to work with Einstein. The pair of them formed a theory called the Bose-Einstein condensate theory. And anyway, he spent a lot of time working, and eventually he became a professor and was made head of the Department of Physics at Dhaka University. And he was there until 1945. So, a rather learned episode this week for Inspiration Sounds. So sit back, put on your spectacles, look all wise and knowledgeable, and listen to the stories about Satyan Bose from India. It's my pleasure to bring it to you. I am Budsamudra. Two Genius Friends, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. Even as a child, Satyan Bose was remarkable. Once he got 110 out of 100 in mathematics. Some of the students laughed. Even some of the parents laughed. "How can someone get 110 out of 100? They all asked. But Bose's teacher defended himself. He said, "In the examination, this boy solved the mathematical problem in various ways. I am his teacher, yet I could only solve it in one way. But he has solved it in three ways. If he does not deserve 110 out of 100, then who does deserve it? I am his teacher, but I have learned from him." At that time, Satyan was only 11 years old. When he grew up and entered the university, he was so happy to have Jagadish Chandra Bose and Prafulla Chandra Ray, two very well-known Indian scientists, as his teachers. J.C. Bose taught him physics, and Prafulla Ray taught him chemistry. Satyan's guru was Einstein. Once, when he was teaching at Dhaka University, he wrote an article on physics which he sent to Einstein. Einstein was so deeply impressed that he translated it into German. The University of Calcutta and other universities were so pleased to hear this that they sent Satyan to various places to gather more scientific knowledge. He went to work with Einstein and other great German scientists. It happened that the position of head professor of science fell vacant at Calcutta University, so Satyan's friends asked him to apply for it. But Satyan said, "I'm not a professor, and I don't have a doctorate. They will never give me this." His friends replied, "Well, you don't need those qualifications. You have more knowledge than most of the scientists." But still, Satyan hesitated. No, I can't ask for it. Then his friends said, "Well, go and ask Einstein. Please ask him, and then we shall see. If Einstein puts in a few words for you, definitely you will get the job." "But how can I exploit his affection and love?" Satyan replied. "He appreciates me and loves me. Is this the time for me to take advantage of him? No, I won't take that course." His friends urged him even further. "Oh, please, Satyan, go and ask. It will help you, and also it will help your motherland." At last, with tremendous hesitation, Satyan went to Einstein and explained the situation, concluding, "This is what my friends told me to do. Also, I am a little tempted myself. Now, what will you do?" Einstein immediately picked up his pen and wrote, "Can there be any equal to Satyan Bose? He deserves that post. Please give him the post if you can." When the university authorities saw Einstein's letter, they were so deeply moved that they did give Sachin the post. Then Sachin wrote another article on physics and sent it to Einstein. Einstein appreciated it so greatly that he translated it into German also. Sachin then wrote a further article, which he actually dedicated to Einstein. He thought of giving it to him personally and was ready to come and visit him when Einstein suddenly died. Einstein's death was a terrible shock to Sachin. The scientific world remembers this immortal friendship in a most significant way. Sachin once wrote something which Einstein improved upon. Thereafter, it was known as Bose-Einstein statistics. Sachin Bose solves the problem. Written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. Once a great scientist and well-known lecturer by the name of Niels Bohr was delivering a lecture on science to students at Calcutta University. Professor Sachin Bose was presiding at the lecture and he gave the speaker a glowing introduction. Then, to the students' wide surprise, Sachin Bose sat down and proceeded to close his eyes, and he appeared to fall asleep. Niels Bohr's talk was extremely brilliant, and everyone found it deeply interesting and illuminating. Unfortunately, at a certain stage of the lecture, the visiting scientists found it extremely difficult to explain a particular point. Again and again, he tried to solve the problem, rewriting it on the blackboard several times, but he could not solve it. Finally, Bohr stopped and turned to Bose.
"If Professor Bose helps me, I will be very grateful to him."
Professor Bose still had his eyes closed, and the students thought that the professor was sleeping, so they burst into laughter. Bohr asked them,
"Why are you all laughing?"
Most of the students hesitated, but one young man said,
"Well, we are laughing because it seems that Professor Bose has been asleep the whole time."
Upon hearing this, Professor Bose opened his eyes and said to the students,
"Perhaps you are right. Now, what is the problem, O lecturer?"
Niels Bohr told him he was in trouble and asked for help. On hearing the nature of the problem, Professor Bose said,
"Ah, is it a problem?"
In a minute, he solved it, to everybody's utter astonishment. Then he sat down and closed his eyes and said,
"Oh, yes, yes, now I am going back to sleep once again."
The student, who had accused Professor Bose of sleeping, said,
"Oh, forgive me, Professor. It seems that your sleep world is more illumined than our wisdom world."
Professor Bose kept his eyes closed for the rest of the lecture. Sachin Bose wants to resign. Written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. The eminent scientist and professor Sachin Bose was dearly loved by his students at Calcutta University, and indeed by everyone, young and old. In Sachin Bose, everyone found not only the wisdom of the mind, but also the love and affection of the heart. Bose was not only fond of children, he was also fond of animals, especially cats. In the evening of his life, he used to spend a large amount of time playing with his cats. This unusual hobby only endeared him more to his students and friends. They were so delighted that such a great and eminent scientist was so fond of cats. Once his students at the university wanted to postpone a certain examination. They felt that since Bose was so affectionate and kind to them, they could easily get the professor to delay it. But Bose told them,
"No, give me some valid reasons at least."
The students admitted,
"We have no valid reasons, only that we want to be able to prepare for this examination."
"That is not a valid reason. You've had enough time. Was there any special problem?"
"No, there was no real problem, sir," said the students, "except that we fooled around a lot and then we found that the time had become very short."
Bose remained firm in his decision.
"Well, I am sorry. I will not postpone the examination. How can such a great university operate in this way? It is impossible.
Some of the students became angry and said, But you have to give us an extension of time, otherwise we should go on a hunger strike.
All right. Here is the only solution that will please me. I cannot postpone the examination. I will simply resign.
On hearing this, the students became very alarmed.
Oh, we are so fond of you. We shall never allow you to resign. Baba. We shall study in the time that is left, and if we do not secure high marks, we will know that this is what we deserve. Oh, but we can't bear for you to leave us. We need your affection. We need your blessings.
In this way, Boche taught his students the power of conviction and determination, and the necessity for more sincere and serious attention to their studies. Satyen Bose and the Biographer. Written by Sri Chinmoy. Dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. Once a young man came up to Satyen Bose and said,
Please, sir, I want to write your biography.
Bose replied,
My biography? No, I am not a great man, and I will never be a great man, so the answer is no.
But the young man persisted.
Sir, this is the sign of your greatness. He who is truly great will never declare so to the world. His life is great, but his goodness covers his greatness. In your case, your goodness has far surpassed your greatness. But we want your greatness also to be appreciated. For if people do not show proper admiration for one who is really great, then how can they themselves ever become great? Your goodness is beyond our comprehension, but we treasure your goodness in the depths of our gratitude hearts.
Stop! How am I going to assimilate your Himalayan appreciation? For God's sake, or at least for my sake, don't waste your precious time writing my biography. No, don't. Do something which will be of great help to you and also to Mother India. Otherwise, you will be wasting your time. Besides, I don't deserve to be honored in this way.
Oh, please, sir, how can anyone judge his own importance in the eyes and hearts of his countrymen? India loves you. Bengal loves you. It will be of great help not only to India, but to the entire world if you're great and if your good deeds are captured forever in a biography.
But Boche just shook his head.
I am not great enough. I am not even good enough to have a biography written about me.
Please, don't waste your precious time, my boy. Do something else which will bring glory to Mother India. The young man was deeply moved.
Your words have inspired and illumined me, and I shall indeed strive to follow in your footsteps and serve Mother India in a way that will be worthy of your life. But still, I shall cherish the hope that one day you will change your mind and allow me to write your biography, so that others may receive this same unparalleled inspiration and aspiration from your life and from your work.
That concludes today's episode of Inspiration Sounds, episode 66. I hope you enjoyed it. It was very interesting, very illuminating to hear almost a documentary style about one of the great scientists of not only India, but also of the world in the 20th century. So I've learned something, which is good because I don't know much. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. I hope you will join me next week. Of course, if you want to look back at other episodes of Inspiration Sounds, if this is in fact your first time listening to Inspiration Sounds, well, firstly, welcome. I hope you enjoyed it. But you can go back and you can listen to all of our previous episodes, all 65 of them. I hope you have an evening set aside on RadioShriChinmoy.org. And if you wish to read any of these stories, they're all online at ShriChinmoyLibrary.com. Okay, well, I think it's time for me to go. My words are getting muddled up again.
I've got a loaf of bread to eat, everybody. I baked it myself. Anyway, have fun, enjoy your week. It's been my pleasure to bring you Inspiration Sounds today. My thank you to the team of Shimangali Jaitra and, of course, Kamala Kanta. Without them, you wouldn't be listening to this. So, stay safe, stay warm, and wherever you are, remember to have fun. I'm Budsamudra. Bye-bye for now.